This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good news. That's kind of fun, especially this year, right? Take good news anytime you can get it.
You have big news?
I do. The 40th anniversary of the Big Iron Farm Show is on, ladies and gentlemen. September 15th through the 17th. Thank you very much. How many announcements?
You better not have jinxed it, because you know how you are.
You know how many of these we've read to say, that's closed. I remember when I heard the fair was closed, the state fair. I'm like, are you kidding me? I just heard that cold, I think, from a listener, and I was just like, you got to be kidding me. So I've done enough of these to say, well, that's not happening. This is Cookfest week. One of my favorite weeks of the year is to get out to all these towns positively impacted by oil and gas development and meet folks and, you know, the little cooking and the little giveaways and music and... North Dakota Petroleum Council puts those on every year. No. Can't have that. No, not happening.
No fun for you.
No fun for us. And just so many things this year that we've had to do without. And I guess in the sense that we get more time for family and more time for, you know, connecting, that's okay, too. It's not the end of the world. But I'm done with it. I'm ready to get back to you know, having some options. And it's great news to hear that Big Iron's open. And how about that? Cody Cashman, the general manager of the Red River Valley Fair and Big Iron, will join us at 9:30. My first question was going to be for him, is Big Iron on this year? And now I guess it is. But if you don't know, Big Iron draws people internationally. It is a world-class ag show that really is extraordinary. I love going there. Not just for the peanuts at the Butler booth.
All right.
Oh, yeah, I love those. But anyway, and they torture me because right by where we're doing the show, they put this big, big bucket of...
roasted peanuts?
There they are.
Yeah.
The roasted peanuts. Yep, exactly.
I just
right.
can't believe the tech and the stuff that goes into farming now. It's just...
it is amazing. That's why it's so fun to be there. So it really is. All the latest, all the greatest, but the people, too, are fantastic. So get that on your calendar for September 15th through 17th. We'll tell you more about it in a little bit. Doug Goring, our ag commissioner in North Dakota, is quoted in this release today. It says, farmers are in the fast-paced and competitive business of producing food for our country and the world. As an essential and critical industry and part of national security, it is important that farmers stay informed about new technology, equipment, and practices that create efficiencies in effective food production. The Big Iron event is one of the larger outdoor events in the region and will offer farmers a wonderful opportunity to sharpen their skills and knowledge. There you go. Agriculture is essential. You're darn right it is. So more about that as we go throughout the program today, okay? Let's see what else. Well, Jason Lewis is going to be here. Jason Lewis is a candidate for Senate in Minnesota. Every time we have Jason on, we get feedback after we have him on, and they say, wow, that guy's unbelievable. It's fantastic. How can I help him? What can I do? So we'll ask him that question today. What can you do wherever you are? Minnesota is represented now by two U.S. senators that are, of course, Amy Klobuchar, a Democrat, and Tina Smith, who's a Democrat. Tina Smith, not a well-known statewide name. She was put there after the Al Franken mess. And so it's a chance for Jason Lewis to pick up a seat for Republicans. All right. So look forward to that today on the program, too. We heard some pretty good news yesterday afternoon from Governor Doug Burgum and the State Superintendent of Public Instruction related to schools. And schools are going to be, are you ready? Open. Ta-da! Yeah! Woo! 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 Yeah, I know. It's such a novel concept not to have schools shut down, locked down. You cannot go on the school property. Stay away! Oh, my gosh. So, anyway, that is changing. And I also want to give a hat tip to Governor Burgum and to Superintendent Basler for the... I think smart restart plans that involve local control. I mean, the state is saying you need plans, You need to inform us of those plans, but this is your call. You go to it. And so all of that work now will begin in earnest because they know those are the guideposts. Those are the guidelines. And I've seen enough experts suggest kids not being in school is bad for kids that I don't want the cure to be worse than a disease, so I'm glad this is happening. I think this is fantastic news. Now, what I found funny about it yesterday is the press briefing in which this was announced, all the reporters, I assume some who have kids, maybe, and some who don't. I don't know. They're younger for the most part, the reporters in this state. You know, I guess Dave Thompson and I would be the old guys, and Tom from up there in Williston. But the rest they're kind of younger fellows. And so I would assume they have kids. But all of the questions are, well, what about parents that don't want the kids to come back? What are you going to do about teachers that might get sick? What are you going to do about, you know, and I mean, all of these plans need to be considered, and it's a little naive to think that a superintendent of public instruction or superintendent of these individual schools aren't wrestling with that very thing. But I've been very encouraged by the surveys I've seen from parents who say, get back to school. We want kids back to school. Our kids back in school. Parents are saying that. They aren't saying, what, only if this and only if that. And all. They're saying, get back to school. So I think that's good news. I don't know if you share. I'll play you in a little while here the montage of questions that came on it. And, you know, some were related to the actual plan and you know, the collaboration between the state and the city. That makes sense. But a lot of it is hyperventilating. You know, and I always notice this. I think some of the media people tend to take questions they get, the themes of the questions they get from social media. Do you guys notice a pattern there where you see, you know, you know, reporters, if they're from, you know, X, Y, and Z TV, they go look at the Facebook page, and you've got people there that are, of course, doing what people do on social media. What do they do, Todd, on social media? Kevin, you got a word for it?
They are words.
Freak out, freak argue, out. Yeah.
Fight. Yeah.
Lots of hyperbole.
Badass crazy. Yeah.
Badass
yeah,
crazy.
Yep,
that's a good one as well. A lot of badass crazy. And it doesn't represent, for lack of a better term, the real world or real people and what they think. It's people that, and look, we have people that come on our Facebook pages. I enjoy every bit of feedback I get, whether somebody agrees, disagrees, whatever. I'm not denigrating it. I'm just saying the overwhelming amount of it is from a perspective that isn't like what you'd have if you were chatting with coworkers at work or talking to somebody in line at the post office or, you know, at the grocery store or whatever. There's an edge to it. And it's people that are, I think, you know, built for it. They just, it's kind of their thing. They want to be, you know, full of drama and, you know, take somebody's head off if they dare say you don't need to wear a mask or, you know, all that stuff. So it's fine. It is what it is. It shouldn't drive the media narrative because, again, it's not real. I've got surveys I've seen from schools that are 75% of parents saying, I want kids back in school. Get them back in school. Don't put them in a bubble. Just get them back in school, you know. And 20-some percent that say, yeah, I'd like them back in school, but can you tell me kind of what you're going to do? And then a few percent say, no way, no how. Well, the no way, no how are the ones that get the, you know, the most attention on social media. I don't understand that. And I guess it's human nature, but it also drives some of the media. So anyway, that's that. So you got our guest lineup. And we've told you some news from yesterday. Oh, one other piece of news I should share with you. And I have some cuts to play so you can hear this for yourself. But Joe Biden, do we have the breaking news theme? Or you want to do the fake drum roll, Todd? I have some breaking news. Joe Biden came out
of... The best I can do on short notice.
His basement. There it is, ladies and gentlemen. Joe
what?
Biden came out of his basement. Yes, that was the breaking news.
Do you see his shadow? Are we going to have 6 more weeks of summer?
He went back in.
Oh.
So, yeah, I forget what that means, but I'm glad, personally, when he's in his closet and basement and bunker or whatever you want to call it, because when he comes out, what he does is, first of all, he leaves his home and he literally goes, I mean, a few minutes away to a school gymnasium, and he put a bunch of flags behind him, and then there's, like, you know, 8 or 10 people that are 20 feet apart asking him questions. This is the extent of what Joe Biden does these days.
Before the flag, Donald Trump's in the Rose Garden with a flag, so I'll put up a flag in a gymnasium
and I'll stand there and act like I know what I'm talking about. Only problem is, you know what he announced yesterday? Here's the headline: screw you, North Dakota. That's what, that was the headline of the speech. Right there. I saw it on the teleprompter. Screw you, North Dakota. Ladies and gentlemen.
You're not surprised at that, are you?
I'm not, but I want to remind everybody that if you vote for Joe Biden in North Dakota, you don't care about North Dakota's economy, you don't care about schools, you don't care about water projects, you don't care about roads, because if you look at what this energy economy contributes to every single community in North Dakota, you'll know that we don't build a diversion without oil money. We don't build schools. We don't fund schools. And this guy wants to destroy the oil and gas economy. He wants to destroy the coal economy. And he's saying it out loud. He's basically saying, AOC, I'm with you. I want to do this. Let's go. Bernie Sanders couldn't be more right. Clearly, that's why these folks have tolerated Joe Biden being unable to complete a sentence, because they're writing the plans for him. And so if you're from North Dakota and you're voting for Joe Biden, just know you're voting for the destruction of North Dakota's economy. I can't say it any simpler than that. That's what happened yesterday. Thankfully, the president also addressed it and said he would fight back.
Everybody knows two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ram Jack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to RamJackNorth.com. That's RamJackNorth.com.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO 92.7 FM. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Robot Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, and Pumpkin Fest. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center with new library, indoor play area, and outdoor ice skating rink. Tioga's average yearly household income is over $73,000 a year and supports nearly 140 businesses. We welcome new business and industries with active community groups that support business environment. Tioga is a driver of innovation and local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, electronics, coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. If you're looking for opportunity, please visit us in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.tiogand.org. That's tiogand.org. We want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your dreams.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
She's still in the street, smiling from my head to her feet. I said, hey.
Back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you today by PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better and the best home cooking with grab-and-go convenience you'll find anywhere. Swedish meatballs or lasagna today. That's right, the Swedish meatballs at the West Main Avenue, West Fargo location and Valley City. Plus, they have lasagna at Valley City. Goulash at the 12th Avenue North Fargo location, I-29. Chef's Choice in Harwood today. Don't forget, every PetroServe has the 4-for-4 deal of pizza. Two of those awesome cookies and a 20-ounce drink of your choice. Four items, $4. All the lunch specials come with two sides and a bun. Remember that. And Karma Rolls at the Valley Dairy Store as part of the PetroServe family are fantastic. And at all PetroServe locations, the chicken is great. Trust me on this one thing. You're going to love it. At PetroServe USA, tell them Scott sent you. All right, let's give you a little time to chat about whatever you'd like to chat about. I got a lot of off-air questions that I'll get to as we go, but welcome your calls today at 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. Mark, what's on your mind?
Hey, good morning, Scott. I heard the news at the top of the hour about Biden's energy policy that's pretty much going to throw a hand grenade into everything going on in North Dakota. Now, is that his name at the bottom of that policy, or is that somebody else?
Well, it's the same thing Bernie Sanders has laid out there. It's the same thing AOC has wanted. It's the hard left, the environmental extremists, some might even say eco-terrorists, that they've been pushing for a long time. So that's why I say I think really this is a prime example of Joe Biden just basically saying, okay, whatever you want, AOC, whatever you want. You know, it's been her. Is it, remember her Green New Deal? I mean, this is just called something different, but it's the same thing. Yeah.
My wallet hurts just thinking about it.
I know.
The thing is the people who are contemplating voting for him because they're a loyal Democrat in this state or any other place, I've got to remember it's not his name and it's not his policy they're voting for. Somebody else is pulling the strings there, and they better think about that. When they pull that lever.
Great point. Yeah, I mean, I would imagine if we pulled Western Minnesota, North and South Dakota, Montana, Wyoming, you know, what's on your mind country here, and said AOC,
yep.
You agree with AOC on anything?
Well,
it would probably be 90-10 against.
Anytime they show him as a picture of him as a candidate, they should also be showing these other folks, because you know that's who's going to be making those policies.
Yeah, exactly right.
That's what you're voting for.
And Mark, somebody in North Dakota obviously is not going to affect the outcome of the presidential race because of how the Electoral College works. On the other hand, it'd be a matter of principle for me. I don't know how you would vote for. You know, I don't know how you vote for Joe Biden knowing what it would do, because you're voting for his policies, and what it would do is destroy the North Dakota economy, period.
Well, and he's going to be in office about, what, 4 days before they declare him incompetent or unfit, and his vice president takes over?
Do you think that's all worked out already? You think they've got that?
Careful.
They got that all figured out, you think, already?
I'm pretty sure they're wrestling for that right to be the VP.
Yeah, very interesting. I see Susan Rice's name keeps bubbling up, and that's got to be it. If you need more of an example that Barack Obama's in charge of Joe Biden's presidential campaign, I don't know what it could be. Appreciate your call, Mark. Thank you for your passion on this. In addition to doing what Joe Biden did yesterday to North Dakota's economy and the energy economy, and again, what has the energy economy done? Step back a minute and ask yourself, with a policy like this, how can they hate the energy economy so much? Look what it's done in North Dakota as an example. If I tallied up every dollar contributed from oil and gas production in North Dakota, I could find you road projects, education projects, water projects, you name it, that have been built with the proceeds from that. In other words, there has been so much good done with it, not to mention the jobs, the livelihood it provides, not to mention what it's done for communities. Look at Watford City. Goes from 1,000 people to 10,000 people in a blink and continues to grow. That's from the energy economy. And we're taking sludge, dead leaves, how many miles down, bringing them up out of rock in an innovative, technologically genius way. Converting that to oil, putting it on a pipeline, putting it in a rail car, putting it on a truck, getting it to a refinery, turning it into gas we need and jet fuel, and make all kinds of innovative products from pharmaceuticals to iPhones to you name it.
Yeah, but...
You have stolen my dreams.
What about that? Stole her dreams, Scott!
And that's pure theater. That's pure theater right there.
That's exactly what it is.
Well, he also announced he's going to do something very odd with kids. I don't know what he's doing here, and it seems a little creepy to me. See if you can tell me what you think he's up to here.
To get our people to work and our kids to school safely, to get our kids to market swiftly, to power a clean energy revolution in this country, we need to modernize America's infrastructure.
What? To get our kids to market... We got to modernize our infrastructure.
Okay.
Somebody texted me a note here. Todd actually said, "I'm trucking a load of kids in the Fargo market today. One stop ahead of Uncle Creepy Joe."
Oh man!
Yeah, kids to market. Woo!
Well, I'm sure the teleprompter had a little typo there or something. He tripped over it.
Who knows? Who knows? I never know anymore. I never know anymore. Point is. Joe's done this before, I think, a time or two, hasn't he, Kev? You got some examples?
We'll make sure it's not quality. We'll make sure it's only affordable.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by go, you know the, you know.
Look, tomorrow's superstar.
I tell you what, I'm rushing ahead, aren't I?
Poor kids are just as bright and just as talented as white kids.
And by the way, you know, I sit on the stand, and it get hot. I got hairy legs. That turn blonde in the sun.
Mm. You know, the rapidly rising
wrap it up.
Chuck, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Chuck. Yeah, good to see you. Yeah, my name's Chris Wallace, but that's okay. Becca in Montana, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Good morning. This is Becca. How are you guys?
Doing great. How are you doing?
Good. Hey, I am celebrating my 11th anniversary of becoming a U.S. citizen today, and that got me thinking. So what is if Ilhan Omar, who is not a born U.S. citizen, becomes Speaker of the House, and Lord forbid, a president and vice president gets wiped out? Now, she can never run for president, but if she would be Speaker of the House, since she wasn't born here in the state, she can't run for president, but... What if she would be Speaker of the House, and then would she be eligible for president?
Becca, are you trying to give me a heart attack, or what's the plan in laying out this scenario here? I'm having heart palpitations from.
I know, right? I think about a month ago I gave you guys a heart attack when I suspected that Michelle Obama is going to be vice.
Right. Yeah, we're hearing all these kind of wild scenarios. But, I mean, look, again, I assume what he was saying about kids was a slip. But I don't know. Other people now are saying, well, this is what that means. You know, nothing would surprise me. And certainly AOC as speaker, I can't imagine. But, I mean, in a Joe Biden world, who knows? Thanks, Becca.
It's time to relax with a jug of North Dakota sweet crude liqueur. At the end of a crazy day, let those stressful thoughts just melt away with the smooth taste of an unrefined, easy-sipping drink with rich North Dakota history. Ask for it by name at your favorite local liquor store. And go to crudespirits.com to see the variety of ways to enjoy North Dakota sweet crude. North Dakota sweet crude, a great way to finish your day.
Hi, this is Andy Murnock with Piper's Auctioneers hosting these upcoming equipment auctions. On July 25th, Piper's will offer an exceptional antique and collectible auction near Robinson, North Dakota, with too many items to mention, featuring Russell steam engines, tractors, farm equipment, hundreds of stationary engines, flintlock pistols, swords, and so much more. Also join Piper's for these upcoming live and online equipment auctions in Bowman, Animoose, and Steel, North Dakota, Dagmar and Baker, Montana, and Ada, Minnesota. For full inventory and details on dozens of land and equipment auctions throughout the Upper Midwest, log on to Piper's.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After the U.S. Supreme Court recently blocked President Trump's efforts to end the Obama-era DACA immigration policy that protects young illegal immigrants brought to the U.S. as kids, he's promising to sign what he calls a very big executive order on it very soon.
I'm going to take care of DACA much better than the Democrats did. The Democrats had their chance, and they blew it.
Mr. Trump did not elaborate on what the order will say. In that exclusive interview with CBS, he also said the U.S. immigration system will be a mess if former VP Joe Biden wins the White House in November. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg is hospitalized again in Baltimore. The 87-year-old admitted on Monday night after feeling chills and a fever, and then she underwent a procedure, according to a statement from the High Court. And this is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thinking about you lately, reminiscing, going crazy. Miss the way your kiss would keep me up. Hey, wish that you were here tonight, drinking vodka soda extra.
We're back on What's On Your Mind, 28 before the top of the hour. A little mask update for you. Walmart is now requiring all their customers to wear masks.
Really?
That's new this morning. Of course, Menards started that on Monday, you know. I've heard a lot of people say, well, I don't want to shop at Menards anymore then. I don't know what I think about that. First of all, if it's a store and you want to shop in it, I think the store has the right to say, we're going to do this, and you have a right to say, I don't want to shop there.
Right.
You know,
That's all.
It isn't a sky is falling kind of thing. You just got to decide for yourself. I'm not big in any way, shape, or form on this idea that you know, people wag their... I had some acquaintance say to me, you're on the radio. You have a lot of influence. You could tell people to wear masks, and they would wear masks. I'm like, if I first of all, you shouldn't turn to a radio talk show to decide whether you ought to wear a mask or not.
There you go.
I would rather say, hey, Doc, what do you think? Do I need one? Does it help the other person? Whatever. Get some, you know, do your own research and dig into a little bit. I don't like the mask shamers, and that guy was a mask shamer to me. No, I'm not a mask shamer. No, I'm just saying it would really help. No, you're a mask shamer. And then the same people would say, oh, Trump doesn't wear a mask. Then when he doesn't wear a mask, he only wears a mask because it's going to be on TV. Oh, I thought he didn't wear a mask. Now it's on TV. You know, it's
better
just a
shame
lot.
Every TV news reporter for that same reason then, because the second the cameras are off, so are the masks.
Although, did you see the Surgeon General on Sunday on one of the shows? He was wearing the mask during the interview. So I don't know if he's worried about getting the camera, COVID or vice versa or what,
they have that?
It's all alone. It's a camera and him, but, it gets a little silly here with people doing it for show or whatever.
So, you know what I said, Scotty?
If you don't have a mask, you can just use a cloth covering on your face, right? So can I just pull my shirt over nose?
You could.
And just count that as a mask?
That's what some are saying now.
I won't go to Menards. I'll go to local. I'll support my local builder supply. I'll support my local grocery store. And if they want me to wear a mask, I will do that for them. But these big chains, nah, not going.
I'm just curious, for anybody that's really dug into this and say, does it help? Does it not help? I mean, does it hurt? Some people say that. We'll talk about it maybe next hour a little bit here. And just to decide. But I think how I answer this question is you decide. You decide. It's personal responsibility. It's individual decisions. If you think it's important to you, if you believe it's helping someone else and they're helping you by wearing one, by all means, do it. I mean, you know, there should be no shame in wearing one or not wearing one, in my mind. Just decide what's best for you. But whatever research you found, I wouldn't mind. I just thought I'd tell you that in lieu of the announcement from Walmart this morning.
Scott, you don't wear one for me. Not for you. You wear one for me.
I'm going to wear one for the microphone.
You're going to wear one for me.
I'm going to wear one for this microphone right now.
Protect me.
I'm spitting all over this microphone, and I better wear it. Let me tell you about this. Wednesday Wheels, before we bring in our guest and talk about some good news in agriculture today. Wednesday Wheels, Pucklett Chevy Buick GMC in Bismarck, Pucklett Chevy It's actually Puckler Chevy BUMC in Valley City and Puckler Chevrolet in Bismarck. Give us every week an opportunity to give you a really good deal. And the gang over at the Pucklitz in Valley City have a like-new SUV, barely over 10,000 miles on it. It's an Envision, a 2017 Buick Envision. Those are the midsize SUVs, all the, you know, all-wheel drive. There's only 11,460 on this vehicle, like-new. Sharp-looking. It's got the chili red metallic color with the TAM trim. Great mileage. Four-cylinder machine, but it's got a lot of power in that baby. Remote start, backup camera, navigation. On the lot for $27,500. You can drive it home today for $26,499 if you tell me you heard about it on the radio. Pucklitz, North Dakota's home for Chevy. This one at the Pucklitz GMC Buick location in Valley City as well. Online at PucklitzValleyCity.com or Pucklitz.com. Call them at 800-401-4352. All right, back to your calls in a moment. First, a guest to tell us some good news. The general manager of the Red River Valley Fair and Big Iron is Cody Cashman. He is on the line with us right now. Cody, how you doing?
Good. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for the news today that Big Iron is on. Is that right?
Absolutely. We're full steam ahead. We're really excited to kind of get that announcement out there. I mean, obviously, everybody has been wanting to know. And the farming community and all the businesses that come and attend and just the local population here want to know if we're having it or not. And, we've made the decision and we're going to go, forward with it.
I think most people within the sound of my voice, the Minnesotans, North and South Dakotans, Montana, Wyoming folks probably have an idea of what Big Iron is. Those that have been to it before, you are fairly new here to the community as the head of the Red River Valley Fair and Big Iron. Talk a little bit about the national and international reputation that Big Iron has.
So, it was part of the big reason I came here. I'm from a small town in Maryland, but we have some large farm shows in Pennsylvania and throughout the area that I've been to. And Big Iron is considered one of the largest, if not the largest, and for this year, it'll be the largest event in the United States. So the national reputation it has is second to none, especially this year. But for what everybody knows, we have 350 acres here, and Big Iron takes up most of it.
Exactly right. And there will be some changes, I assume. And you've talked about using North Dakota Smart Restart guidelines. Doug Goring, the Ag Commissioner, has been instrumental in assisting the planning. But so folks don't need to it won't look the same necessarily, spread out a little more, but it's the same great show, right?
Absolutely. Doug was a great resource. And thanks to him and his staff for really supporting us for this event. I mean, making us an essential business. To have this event is a big deal to us and obviously the farming community. He gave me a lot of great advice. We've been swapping emails back and forth with some guidelines and some things that we wanted to really emphasize on and spacing some things out to make sure it is safe for people. Some of those big things that we're doing is we're moving things around. Some of the things that typically bottleneck where you have a lot of people in one area, that's what we're trying to do is alleviate that. And we're able to do that by moving some of the high traffic areas around, which would be, the big thing is the food court this year. The food court's going to be moved. That seems to be where all the attendance is usually driven. And so we're going to move that all the way west of the property, which we used to call the livestock lot, but it's actually just a big parking lot that has power. So we're able to do it. Our infrastructure here on the ground is fantastic. So we're really versatile and able to do anything we want to do. And our staff has really answered the call this year with everything going on to make this happen. So we're moving some things around. We're trying to make some vendors, move outside from the inside buildings. We're trying to take out some of those middle rows is what we're doing. I mean, this is a moving target. I got some meetings today with some vendors about moving some locations, some of our bigger ones, to get them into a spot that's a little more spaced out. That way people do feel more comfortable because we do have that older crowd, the more vulnerable crowd that comes. And so we're going to do everything we can to make sure that they feel safe and that they are safe.
And we're outdoors. I mean, for the most part, the vast majority of this is. So that is a little bit easier there, too. How about the international attention? I know some travel is being restricted from international communities here. And I imagine you've had a lot of inquiries from folks internationally. What are you hearing from them, and what do you expect in the way of international participation?
So right now we do think that that's going to be way down in terms of the international side of things. We do have several of them that are actually still going to participate, However, they're just not allowed to cross the border. So we are able to get the equipment here and have it set up. We might have some booths that are unmanned for the sales aspect of it. But, you know, we are seeing a decline, but we also have about 100 people on our waiting list. So, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, we expect that the Canadian border is still shut down. I believe that's where we have about 60 or 70 vendors at least. So some of them are coming, but like I said, you know, they won't be manned.
I love the comment in your press release moments ago from Ag Commissioner Doug Goring, who said farmers are in the fast-paced and competitive business of producing food for our country and the world. As an essential and critical industry and part of national security, it is important that farmers stay informed about new technology, equipment, and practices that create efficiencies in effective food production. And that's what I think, you know, really when you think about this part of the world and some of the ag innovation, and if I start naming things, I'll forget things. But you know, from the Steigers to the Bobcats to the Case, I mean, just incredible what has gone on in the way of innovation right here. And now the you know the GPS and all the precision agriculture things. So you know, it's easy for people to see this, I guess, as that are not real familiar with agriculture. Say, hey, just a show, and you go look at tractors and kick some tires and have a corn dog. But it is so much bigger than that, and so essential to the future, isn't it?
Yeah, it's much more than that. I mean, you know, I'm a pretty big patriot, and I believe that America needs to stay number one when it comes to agriculture, and we are. But we are in high competition with China, South Korea, Australia. A lot of people don't realize that, but we are in competition, and we have to stay with it. And it's important for us to do our part as, you know, an agricultural-based organization. It's crucial for us to make sure that we put farming and agriculture first and foremost. It is our mission here. And so our goal is to help in any way we can. I mean, we're working with everyone. You know, we're a business, too, so... You know, it is a nice thing that we're able to make Big Iron free to anybody that wants to come. It's important. I mean, we're educating people along with giving them the opportunity to do business. And it's crucial. I mean, even Doug told me, you know, our ag commissioner, he made a very good point. He says, look, you got to have Big Iron because you need some of those wealthier farmers to buy the bigger and newer equipment. That way, some of the other farmers can buy it in 10 years if it's used equipment. It's important. I mean, it's how the world goes around, and we have to make sure that we're doing our part in making sure that this essential business that it is, you know, people are able to come here. I mean, and I will tell you, if people don't want to come to this event, they're not going to hurt my feelings this year. I understand. If you are high risk and you're in that category, I don't want you coming. I want you feeling safe here. And if you don't feel good, please don't come. You know, we are trying to do it the right way. We're going to do our best. We're going to put the hand sanitizers out. We're going to have the portable washing stations, you know, everywhere. We're moving things around, you know. Our staff will be wearing face masks, you know. We're going to do all the things we can to stop the high traffic areas. We're going to sanitize as much as we possibly can. You know, again, we're a small staff here, but we've got the right spirit, and everybody here wants this to happen. And we believe we're doing the right thing to help the state and the country out. A lot of these people, as you mentioned, are coming all over the country and world.
State Fair was canceled. Cook Fest this week is a fun event in Western North Dakota with the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Obviously the Red River Valley Fair. So many things have been canceled, postponed, put off. It's just a breath of fresh air to know that, number one, this is happening, and number two, that you're doing all the things right, you know, spreading things out a little bit, and that that people can feel comfortable going. As you said, obviously everybody's got to make that decision for themselves, but really glad to hear this is back on, and we're going to start a little countdown to the big event and tell folks more about it as we get closer to it. Cody, thanks for the time today. Really appreciate it. Congratulations.
Hey, thank you.
40th anniversary of the Big Iron Farm Show, September 15th through 17th. Get that on your calendar, folks. We'll be broadcasting live. Looking forward to that, too, from the Butler booth there. That's right, hanging out with some yellow iron and, by the way, some green iron. That's right, green iron. I think maybe the only green iron that'll be there, from what I understand. But anyway, we'll see. Look forward to seeing you there. More coming up.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading-edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
It's time. Time to return to Norway. Let's plan for 2021. Nobody better to take you to Norway than Carol Juven at Juven Tours and Travel. He's headed there. Carol, what you got planned?
We have got 5 tours for 2021. We do still have one tour left in 2020 on August 10th, and that is a magnificent tour, and we have room on that one, and I will be guiding it personally.
What number trip to Norway will that be for you?
Trip number 180.
Wow. Let's help them build back, because this is it in Norway. Tourism is what makes them go. It's pretty phenomenal. And if folks are dreaming a little about 2021, what do they need to see?
Oh, the fjord country they need to see, and the people. We don't just tour Norway. We meet the people.
Carol wants to send you a giant map of Norway free. 701-237-9000, JuvenTours.com, and he'll help you find your family with that map. JuvenTours and Travel, 237-9000, JuvenTours.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply...
is What's on Your Mind, brought to you by MyPillow. Why is Crystal frowning? Crystal never frowns. Smile, Crystal. Come on. Come on. We're not going to put up with that, are we? Kev, you see that?
I didn't, but I really...
Kind of frown.
I never see her see her frown.
Sorry, she's embarrassed that I mentioned this when she walked into the studio, but James isn't frowning. He's smiling over here. There's a big smile. I love it. Let's smile, folks. I can smile because I can think about my pillow and the beach towels and the beach blankets and summertime. There's still a lot of summer left. I'd get on the computer right now and order up some awesome beach blankets and beach towels. If they're getting a little raggy, you know, a little worn out, a little color faded, these things are really, really nice. Extremely durable, 100% Giza Egyptian cotton. And they're huge, 40 by 78 for the beach blanket. With my promo code, you get it for $24.99. It's a $40 towel for $24.99. Beach towels, $29.99. $10 off if you use the promo code Scott on all the deals. Radio listener specials, the pillows, the mattress toppers, the marvelous Giza Dream Sheets. That's right, 800-506-9028. Best part of the Giza Dream Sheets, they have the big pockets, so putting them on the corners is, you know. You know what my wife's favorite sport is? Watching me try to get the pockets on. And now I got these big ones, and it's easy for me to do. Otherwise, I'm not very good at that.
I hear you.
Thank you. Somebody else is with me.
I hear you.
Todd's probably got this all down.
Oh, I've got those too, and yeah, you're right.
Yeah, aren't they? They're nice. That's right. You got the sheets. You just, boom, they're on. 800-506-9028 or promo code Scott at MyPillow.com. Okay? Okay. Let's go to the phones here. By the way, 24/7, you can call us on the Oasis Petroleum Hotline. Be the Buffalo. Take something on. Tell me somebody's doing something good. Where's that Buffalo spirit? Where's that Oasis Petroleum? Be the Buffalo into the storm spirit. You see it, say something. Let us know. We'll celebrate it. Or if you just want to get something off your chest and make something better, call us at 855-200-1776. John in Bismarck.
Yes, one of the things that I would like to talk to you about is homeschooling. I think as long as you're talking about the schools, that would be a good time to talk about homeschooling, because many people are doing it now. And I would personally like to hear somebody on your program talk about it who would be affluent and influential in that area.
Good idea. We'll add that to the list. I mean, I can't think of the last time we had somebody on that topic. It comes up from time to time and different things related to, you know, education. And certainly, as you say, because of COVID, there was a lot more homeschooling from parents that didn't even plan to homeschool, but they ended up homeschooling.
That's right.
I have a special affection for people that take the time to say, look, my values aren't represented in the schools, therefore I'm going to make sure kids are taught what they need to be taught, so I'm going to take this on myself. I mean, that's an enormous sacrifice to do that. Enormous. And
right.
So I think that's that's a really good idea. I continue to be amazed that, you know, parents are able to do that with, you know, big families and everything else. So I admire it. But it's a good suggestion. We'll get somebody on in the future. John, appreciate the suggestion. And for those that maybe are not going to partake of school coming back, that option, want to know a little bit more about it, too. Frank, on the road somewhere in Minnesota. What's on your mind, Frank?
Hey, Scott. I feel like Jerry Seinfeld. I always got questions and I don't have the answer. But anyway, why is it they're going to give lemongrass to our cattle for the fast food places, and it's going to stop one-third of the flatulence and stop global warming, but then we're going to have to haul all our lemongrass all the way across the country with a truck to feed our cattle? Are we defeating the purpose?
Yeah, good point. Really good point. I have officially written off Burger King after that insanity yesterday. I'm done. I wouldn't buy a Whopper. I wouldn't buy a...
So you're not going to eat the Impossible Whopper then?
No, well, I never would eat that crap anyway, but that was bad enough. And I've probably been there twice, maybe three times since, and had real beef. But, you know, no. Here's what they tweeted yesterday, Frank. Cow farts and burps. This is in their tweet. Cow farts and burps. First of all, is that good branding to use cow farts and burps next to food? I don't know. They say no laughing matter. They release methane contributing to climate change. That's why we're working to change our cow's diet by adding lemongrass to reduce their emissions by approximately 33%. Learn about our ongoing study here. But you make a very good point. How are you going to get the lemongrass to the cows?
Oh, I have many questions.
When I talked to my tree hugger friends, I said, well, thank God they killed off the buffalo, or we'd have been dead by now.
Yeah, right? Outstanding.
Thank you for reminding me to suggest that nobody anywhere reward Burger King with your hard-earned money as a result of this stupidity. And between fake meat and now trying to suggest lemongrass is needed because they don't like cow farts. I mean, you can't make it up.
And wondering.
And by the way, there's been beer companies that have done this, you know, that really irritate me as well, that think somehow, you know, they got to apologize for good old-fashioned American agriculture products in their products. I don't like it. Frank, good call. Appreciate it very much. Something else I need to talk about because somebody keeps asking me about it, and it is the border wall situation. You hear a little bit about that over the weekend?
Oh, yeah.
And supposedly some wall is in risk of falling down. Well, it's fake news, as usual, but I need to get you some details on that because a lot of people have asked about that. Also, good news last night, at least temporarily, from a district court on the Dakota Access Pipeline. We haven't had a chance to talk about that yet, but it was breaking news last night. And that is that a court has stayed the decision to shut it down for now. That's the key point, for now.
The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson and Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson and Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. You go to hatandsons.com. You'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com. Since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
For years, Peckwood Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you, and we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Peckwood Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.